Alright, Psalm 1, verse 1. I want to close today on our teaching, Adventures in Spiritual Growth, and I hope we are able to close up. It's only hope. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that brings forth its fruit in its season. His leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever he does shall prosper. And when you see elements of fruitfulness, planted by rivers of waters in verse 3, he brings forth his fruit in season. We have taught over the years how that fruitfulness is an allegory for growth. In this instance, spiritual growth. I think we taught that like 2 years ago, last year. And when you say someone is fruitful, it shows they are growing. And so we first look at the Psalms and we said, David starts by saying, the man who will be planted, who will be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, who will be fruitful in his season, whose leaf will not wither, and who will prosper. He said, that is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And so far, this is the fourth. So far we have been able to look at the necessity for growth. I told you, I said, babies are cute, right? Personally, I don't find them cute, but it's fine. Babies are cute. I don't know why people say babies are cute. But it's fine. Especially ladies, sisters, you like babies. Right? Don't you? You don't. Small. You do, okay? You know, want to carry babies and all of that. But you don't want a baby forever. You don't want a child to remain a child forever. You want them to grow up. Because growth shows that there is life. So we said one of the elements of life is that people grow. So when you have things that don't grow, it's dangerous. It means that it's either a disorder, right? There is either a disorder or there is death. So we said, because the believer is alive, we'll not go through that again. Because the believer is alive, today, by the gospel, don't forget the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith is they will come alive by faith. And that means everyone who has believed the gospel is alive. Say, I'm alive. Ah, that doesn't sound like you're alive. Say, I'm alive. So, it's okay to be born again. It's a very good thing, but there is more in God. He wants us to grow. Tell somebody that he wants you to grow. Will you? You've got to grow, innit? You've got to grow. He wants you to grow. Imagine you've got a 14-year-old at home and he's sucking on his thumb. He can't wash his clothes. He can't wash plates. I think that's Nigeria standard. He can't wash plates. What was it this year? I said, you see babies, and they will start giving them handkerchief to wash. Was it, huh? You know, because you want them to start growing into it, into the shege they will eventually see. You want them to start growing into it. Because responsibility also shows growth. And I really want to enjoin us to go read. I said read. Go listen to our previous spiritual growth teachings that we've had. It will help you a lot. Alright, so we'll come back to this. But look at Ephesians 4. Ephesians 4. The song we sang earlier when we said, is resting through this church. Of course, we said the earth is your resting place. God's resting place is where his walk his work is adored. Where his work, where man has received his work. That's Genesis 2. So when you say resting place, that's the Sabbath, where God's work is exalted. So when you say the earth is your resting place, you're talking about the preaching of the gospel, as that every man will now honor him. Every man will now receive him. Does that make sense? Alright. That's just by the way. Ephesians 4. Verse 11. He gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. Again, we have explained this before. Someone said, which one is greater, apostle or prophet, or pastor or teacher? I don't think there's something like greater or lesser. And I don't think that it is now. I think I've explained this before. Someone can be an apostle today and a pastor tomorrow. And an evangelist day after tomorrow. It's not a title. It's work. Is that clear? Alright. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 13 says, see, we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Can we read verse 14 together, everybody? Yes. That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro. Where they lie in wait to the sea. So, what does that tell you? That how do we stop being children? He gave to us pastors so that they can teach us. God has given to us the local church. God has given to us his word so that we can grow up. So that we can grow up. Because there is growth to be experienced. I personally remember a few days ago when I got saved, just like last week, and I remember the kind of experiences I had. I remember the way I used to think. It's really funny, but it's a funny way, but I still remember how I used to think. And I look back now and I say, how things have changed. Like really changed. Really, really, really changed. And I'm looking forward to a future of more growth. And one of the ways Paul said in Ephesians that you are going to know that you are growing is influence. He says that henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by the slaves of men. So influence. Influence. We'll look at that much more. So we say fruitfulness and growth will come at a cost. Don't forget, what I'm doing now is, I'm doing a balance between Psalm 1 to 4, and Ephesians 4, 11 to 14. So, Psalm 1 says, blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. And so, what does that mean? It means that spiritual growth will come at a cost. It's not going to happen automatically. It's going to come at a cost. Something will have to give way. So if the things that tinkle your fancy have not changed over the years, something is wrong. You need to check it. When you get saved, listen very well, your appetite should change. I don't mean that you used to like Gary, now you like Aku. Aku is strange to hear from my mouth, are you? Have I ever mentioned Aku before? No. Damala, why are you shaking your head? You don't know me. Do you? You don't know me, innit? Okay, so. And you are shaking your head like you see me every day. You don't see me every day. Sorry, is it Pastor Martin? Alright, so, appetite. Your desires, the things you like. How can you say you have gotten saved? And the things you used to like when you are not saved, they are the same things that tickle your fancy. Where's the growth? Where's the growth? So, it will come at a cost. New desires, new adventures. Some people don't want to change. Like Brother Baby.
No, they can call him a brother, baby. He's a brother because he's old, but he's a baby. He has not grown. Before you, when you first got saved, they have to teach you prayer. They have to tell you why we pray. No, then, you didn't like to pray. And 4 years after, they are still encouraging you to pray. I don't mean the general exhortation. I mean they are still telling you, well, pray now. Brother baby, amen. Or sister baby. Hallelujah. They used to tell you, no, when I was younger, in children's church, I owed my hands up, my responsibility. I take responsibility. I used to spend offering. Amen. You are shaking your head for me. You did yours now. You did your own. All of you did your own. My own is just that I spent offering on Sobo. Sobo and Kunu. You know me? And, you know, quite an adventure. I liked it. Sobo and Kiretuku. Hey, why? Don't go. You did your own too now. Hey, why? Everybody spent this thing. No, you not spend offering. Eh? Did you? You are like my first suspect. Eh? You didn't. What did you do? You must have done something worse. Nothing. Your mom used to monitor it. Because your mom is the pastor. So imagine years after, I'm talking about decades after now, imagine if I'm still not giving offering and I'm still spending it on Pepsi. You will say, nothing has changed. Come on, are you what I'm saying? That means you are only growing by your age, you are not growing spiritually. And I told you, age is automatic. Growth is deliberate. You don't just grow automatically. You have to be deliberate. So we start looking at it. That things have to change. And the psalmist starts by saying, you would walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Again, you know, there are some words that we have lost in this age. Like ungodliness. Nobody wants to say ungodliness. Nobody wants to say the word sin. That is sin. You just say, that's wrong. That's not too good. What's not too good? That's a sin. Amen. You've got to start using words like that. What day was that? And I used the word iniquity. And someone looked at me. Because that's exactly what it is. Iniquity. Hallelujah. Don't go by, don't say, that's like a sin that's not too good. Tell your friend, you know that's iniquity. That's ungodliness. Blessed is the man that will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So, it brings influence to fall. What influences you is part of your growth. So, there's no way we are talking about people growing spiritually without talking about their influence. What is your biggest influence? What's your influence? Let me say, this is part of how you know you are growing spiritually. The kind of people that can influence you. There are people, for example, let me give you myself for example. There are people in this life, by God's grace, they can never influence what I will say or what I will do. You call yourself social media, whatever, and you are a big boy on Instagram. I don't care. I actually don't care about you like that. I don't know you. Amen. And I've got 80 million followers. Oh, bani boguaye. What's the English for that? If you like, let the entire world be following you. You can't influence me. Who are you? I mean, that's the question. Who are you? Who are you by the way? Who are you by the bush? I don't know you. But we have believers who their biggest influences are celebrities.
Say, this one. There's a way that celebrity used to dress that I like.
I won't say that one.
There's the one earring she used to wear. I'll go and put it on. Now, there's nothing bad in it. But it starts with those small influences. Seeming small.
Who are those that influence your life? Because blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Are you with me this morning?
In the adventure of being a pastor, you will see a lot of things. Amen.
How can you in Christ, how many years in Christ, see the pain and influencing?
I saw it when I saw it on Twitter, and I liked it.
Are you listening to yourself? Someone that you should be preaching to and be discipling.
I can't blame him. When some churches, some joints, when you bring celebrities to come and talk in church, comedians who will stand. Thank you, Papa. Thank you, Papa. Hallelujah. You know, when I first came to this church, I said, everybody says it's fresh. And I hear the tongues. The tongues be like, and everybody's laughing.
They are meant to rent someone to slap everybody. A professional slapper.
Egg, no? If you are part of them too, you like church comedy.
So, the person that all of you are meant to put in the center and be praying for, and be casting out demons to show God's power. The person that all of you are meant to be opening Bible and say, "Wow, ball or wrong thing." He's now the one that is holding mic, and all of you are sitting, and you are laughing.
It might appear very small what I just said, but that's where influence is starting.
So you now ask the child of the pastor, "What do you want to become?" Now says church comedian.
I say, how what?
Some believers are influenced by celebrity lifestyle.
You know, we are talking about adventures in spiritual growth.
You're getting me?
Celebrity lifestyle. I want to build a house in Pineapple Island. When I'm done with Pineapple, I will go to Guava.
That's what I live for now. My guy on Twitter. My guy on Instagram. I think Instagram is the main one.
He used to spray money. So you come to your pastor. You want to spray money. Magbainude. Write it down. You spray money on me. You and who? When did you start that one? See, that's how your celebrity used to do it. See, you're looking at me. It's not Greek word though, Magbainude.
Because where did you get that sort of influence?
It's not parable, Magbaini or Junior. It means figure of speech. The speech is on your face.
You are being influenced wrongly. Blessed is the man. God's presence is with the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. God's word is my influence.
Amen.
God's word is my influence. God's word is my influence.
See, believer, you want to go to every party.
I'm not saying parties are wrong. I've never been a fan of
of parties since I was a kid. Anytime they say birthday party, I would tell my mom, I don't want to go. So they thought I was a shy child and all of that. I just don't like it. The funny thing, when I was a child, I used to look at every other child like their children. And I was saving myself. And I go to parties, I just look at everybody and say, what's all this? And when there was a party, they were serving candy. I just told my mom, can I get bread? And she looked at me like, bread? What is candy? I don't like parties. But it's good. Parties are good. It shows joy, celebration, it's fine. But if as a believer, every Saturday, as long as the sun rises and the calendar says it's Saturday, the number of Ankara and lace that you have bought, sorry, who are you by the way? We need to know what kind of influence this is. Blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful. Amen. So write that question down. Who is my biggest influence? And then answer it in your mind. Sometimes you just sit back. Sit back and look at the kind of accounts you follow, profiles. The people that silently influences you. Personally, I'm not a social media person. You know that already. It's not bad. It's a good thing. I mean, social media itself is a good thing. The world is progressing. But if you spend all your day on Instagram, something should be asking questions. Right? That's why you don't do study group. That's why you miss prayer chain. So today is what? 29. Some people, the number of prayers they have done this year is not up to that 9 at the back. You know yourself now. Have you want me to call your name? A believer cannot be discipled by the world. Blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. So you must look at what influences you. Because if the world influences you, then growth won't happen. You will start to reason like a child. You start to reason like a child. You start to talk like a child. You start to walk like a child, to behave like a child, to understand things like a child. Why? Because your influence is wrong. Oh, the good example in here. Have you clicked on the bad guy? Amen. That's why you find prayer boring. Because the people that influences you don't pray. That's why you don't want to study the word. Because all the people you like, they don't even know Genesis 1:1. There was this study that someone did. Went to a shopping mall in the US. I think it was in Dallas. And he asked about 100 people if you could quote one Bible verse. He was going to give them, I think it was a $50 voucher. And out of the 100 people, only 2 people could quote one Bible verse. I didn't say 20 people, 2. Not that me, I can quote one Bible verse. Oh yeah, if we say you should quote 20, and you must not mention John 3:16, John 1:1, Genesis 1:1, Psalm 23. Because you are in glorious assurance, Matthew 28:18-20. Because you are in glorious assurance, Matthew 1:1, Mark 1:1, Luke 24:25-27. Because I'm in Glorious House Church, 2 Timothy 3:15-16, 2 Timothy 2, because I'm in Glorious House Church, Ephesians 1:16-23, you pray that one every day. Because I'm in Glorious House Church, you know, after removing all of those, can you still quote 50? You should. Amen. The Bible is not even for quoting. It's your explanation, shut up. It's not for quoting. I know that I'll quote first. Amen. Quote, then explain. You watch your influence. Sometimes they creep in unawares. So that's not an issue. But you must watch it. Are you with me? So we said, in the journey of spiritual growth, there are adventures. There are things you see, and you must not be surprised. We started last week on that. There are things that will happen to you that will prove if you have grown spiritually or not. And those things will approve your growing or your growth. For example, in Christ, no, Jesus also grew spiritually. In Luke chapter 2, are you learning something? Luke chapter 2. Verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Increase in wisdom is deliberate. Stature is natural. Does that make sense? Alright, so he grew both physically and spiritually. Increase in wisdom and in stature. So we can actually see the example of growth in Christ. Don't forget, we said spiritual growth will be fruitfulness. And if it is fruitfulness, what is the seed? What is the seed? The word of God. Jesus, word of God. I mean, so Christ in our hearts is the seed for growth. We've established that. And he's also the example of being Christian. Is also the example of being Christian. In him we find a perfect example. And as we look at these adventures in spiritual growth, we are also going to be looking at Jesus. Does that make sense? Because it's our example. How many of you want to grow this year? Let me see your hands. Some people are contented where they are. You want to grow. You want to know God more. You want to be able to do more. You want to be able to pray more. Leave those hands. You want to pray more. Alright. Okay. Since you want to pray more next week Friday, amen. You say you want to pray more. Don't say that's blackmailing. No. More like white. Alright, so we said the adventures in spiritual growth, and we began to look at 2 Corinthians chapter 6. I don't remember we were looking at that last week, yeah? 2 Corinthians 6. Verse 3. Giving no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blamed. Can we read verse 4 together? But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God, in much patience, in afflictions, in necessities, in distresses. Stop there. In much patience. So these are the things you will meet. When you use the word in will be situations that you just find yourself inside. As you begin to grow spiritually, you will find that you will need to be in much patience. I thought patience was enough. Then he put much. In much patience. In much patience. And I said last week that in Christ, in God, we see an example of patience. Patience. This is one of the ways you know you are growing spiritually. You know, as a child, you wanted everything now. You did not care whether... Have you seen babies crying for food before? They don't know whether fuel is scarce or whether ATM is not dispensing money. Which one again? I heard that like three different kind of cues now. PVC! Thank you. Babies don't care. A baby just wants food now. If he likes, he doesn't know whether it's morning or midnight. And that's why when you see nursing mothers, tell them well done. Hallelujah. It's not easy. There was a friend of mine who was nursing a baby and we had a prayer meeting. And the baby came and all that. So when we're done with the prayer meeting, the baby was crying. I said, what's this? Because you don't pray. You know everybody prays this morning. we always to rest and wake up and start again. And this one was disturbing us. So why did you even bring this? Say, my baby now. I said, okay, I forgot. But he's disturbing us, telling the truth. No, babies don't care. Babies are not patient. When you were in nursery school or primary school, remember that you wanted that shining canvas. The one that has light around it. I don't even know what I'm talking about. Okay. You have to be in the 90s. You have to be a 90s child. 90s something like that. I don't think from 2000. Okay, from 2003, you cannot know. You know that canvas, man? That one. That was like, I destroyed it. They bought lights when I destroyed it. I said, why would I be here? I don't know. I tore it with blades. Like, the light that was inside. I removed the battery. It's the one battery. It's like your watch battery that is inside. Move yourself with which light. But you wanted that light. The one I wanted so bad was keto. You know keto, Sandra? Not the one they are doing now. There's one keto like that. If you wear it, you are a rich man's son. I want to take body now. So that they can know that my father has money and he doesn't have money. That's the problem. But I wanted it now. My dad said, next time when you pass, say, I will pass. Just give me now. And I cry. My dad is not like that. If you like cry a river, just tell him, are you done? Now go to school. But babies want everything. Child is crying. When? Now. Give me milk now. So how do you know you're growing spiritually? Your ace reduces. You probably start to know that good things take time. You probably start to know that God does not work with man's time. You start to realize that, the journey is long. So, if you still see a lot of impatience in your life, you want to have money now. And that's the problem with this age. Yeah, listen to this teaching, this is 2023. Everybody wants to have money now. You call it blue. Dow, like transformer. Everybody wants to have money now. People quit their jobs left and right because they feel there is one that will pay them now. And yet things like, do you know how much they are paying TikTokers? Whatever that is. I'm not saying it's a bad stuff. It's good. But I also will be able to do it when you are 50 years old. you look like a clown. So what will you eat that by that time? It's good. It's all good when you are in your 20s. Amen. When you are your 18 years old. Yeah, we even recommend you go and do TikTok. When else do you want to do this in your life? Go and do it. 22, go and do your TikTok. But when you are already getting to your 30s and your 40s, and that's your main job, probably you are your pastor. TikTok believer. That's your main job. You don't have a job. Maybe it can change. This thing can come and bite me in the next 5 years. Say 10 years. We don't know where the world is going to. Maybe they start doing this thing, everything on TikTok. But I don't feel you should go and quit your job that you have because you feel they are paying better somewhere else. Oh, you've heard of another company. Those ones, they give all their staff members car. If the day you get there, they will say they've canceled the policy. that they're even trying to downsize the company. That if you can collect this salary, that is the new salary. And I am collecting more. Impatience. Amen. Just using that as a very kind of example. But you're going to see your growth in much patience. As you begin to grow, you realize that time is a vital part of life. Oh, I talked about this last week. You're also going to be more patient with people. Not just situations. So there are believers that are not patient with people. Amen? Any little thing, you're angry. I told you, I said, I'm not taking this from you. Calm down. Your blood is foaming. Amen. I want you to live long. Calm down. Don't give yourself hypertension. You're not patient with people. As you grow, of course, I'm also growing, right? All of us are growing. As you grow, one of the things you start to do is you are patient. So sometimes I tell Broshola, I say, give him time. Abi? So give this person time, you know? I say, I've taught him, Pastor, you know Broshola, don't do like you know. Do that, no, I'm asking. Pastor, Mutiko. Give this person time. I'm not saying he's not patient, but he's patient. Amen. I'll be your patient. Say, give him time. Give this person time. It is one of the things you start to realize as you grow, that sometimes things take time. Hallelujah. Growth takes time. And so it will be in much patience. Some people want to start preaching direct prophet today. How can you just got someone saved and the first teaching meeting, like the first follower, direct prophet. See, I want to show you something in Genesis. What do you want to show him? There's just something in Genesis I want to show you. Have you heard of the Ezayasha? You don't know it. Where do I start from? Over the years, as I have grown up, actually there's the helper. But what something that pastor forgot is that there's the helper, there's the helpmate. Your first day of discipleship. You say, let me show you Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Don't show him. Hallelujah. Be patient. Amen. in much patience. What's the second one? In much afflictions. I'll skip that one because we'll come to it later when we get to stripes. He said, in much necessity. Say necessity. When everywhere is dry, there is going to come a time when you will have needs. And your response in that time shows if you are growing or not. You know, everybody can feel like they are growing spiritually until they don't have money. And when they don't have money, I say, what am I going to do in church? I beg. You know, people say, I don't have transport fare. When I was on campus, I used to trek to Yaba every Wednesday. Okay, not every, really, like 80% of the time. I would trek going, I would trek coming, so that I can have offering. Because if I decide to take cab, there will be no offering. So the day I have plenty of money, I will take boats, I'll feel like a king that time. So I realized that every time I have money, I always get to church like 1 hour, 30 minutes before service. But I'm used to trekking. So the time I used to leave normally, when I trek, I would leave the same time. But this time around, sometimes they would not even open church. I would not stay at the gates. Maybe they thought I was even jobless. I had to get because I trek. But if your own needs start affecting your growth and your desire for God, then we need to be looking at your adventure in spiritual growth. You're not growing. Some people can pray in tongues and sing, "Hallowed be your name," because they have money in their account. Now they are thinking it, "Hallowed be your name." Or like Sister Ife. When I say girl with girls, because you have money, so you can talk to them. When I say leave, it leaves. In the name of Jesus. Oh, you don't have money. I say cast out demons. Which demon? I have demon in my life. One demon is in my bank account. I'm making it read like jam score. In necessity. So, the growth of a man is proven in necessities. In adventures in spiritual growth, you are going to have times where you have needs. Say needs. Where you have needs. Material needs, for example. They must not make you lose your composure. I know you need an apartment. I know you need a job. You've been looking for a job. But it doesn't look like anyone is forthcoming. Then you start to get discouraged. And then you can't pray. Then you can't study. Because you have needs. But those needs are there to prove your growth. Are you with me this morning? What did I say? The needs are there to what? To prove your growth. So, in my growth journey, there will be necessities. Emotional necessities too. So it's not just material. There are times where you feel, I need a man. How about that one? Suddenly your head is bowing. Okay. I need a woman. I'm alone. It's not good for man to be alone. Oh Lord of Jacob, where is my helpmeet? That's a joke. If you don't understand that one, I'm not gonna write it down. I need something after this kind of prayer rally. Just need someone that will hold my shoulder. Amen. After prayer rally. Where you supposed to get response from God. What? Emotional needs. Their needs. Amen. They are legitimate. I'm not going to when you are 17. Go and face your book. Amen. This age, you ask a 17-year-old, do you have a boyfriend? Yes. 17. What are you using boyfriend to do? I told you before, you know my stance on this. Go and read your book. Pass your exam. Life is in stages. Men are in sizes. Amen. Amen. Read your book. Finish your book. That's why you don't know book. It's men. Yes. And girls for brothers. But it's fine. It's not actually. Emotional needs. In necessities. Oh, pastor, I think I've gotten to the age where I need a husband. Which is good. It's a legitimate need. Amen. Nobody, if anybody tells you that that's a nonsense need, then that's not a pastor. That's not a good pastor. It's normal that when you get a particular age, you feel like there are steps you should take, which is good. But it's a necessity. But that necessity must not abate your spiritual growth. That necessity must not affect your composure. Oh, pastor, my own, I have a husband, but I need a child. It's a legitimate one. But it must not affect your composure. Amen. I know it's going to be hard, but that's the training of the Spirit. That shows growth. That you have a priority and every other thing comes second. Jesus first, His word first, what I'm doing for Him first, every other thing will follow. Every other thing has to follow. That is spiritual growth. In necessities. Did we see times that Jesus needed money? Yes. Did He affect His word? No. In fact, in Matthew 4, He needed food. The man was hungry. 40 days fasting. Some people have not done 40 days. One day fasting. You want to break by 2. By 12 o'clock, you already kept crackers. 3 crackers. Inside your drawer in the office. Your colleague said, I thought you were fasting. He said, I'm fasting. Unpass cracker label drawer. Emoji. What's going on? You are buying your father rice in the office. You said they should sell your own. What's your plan? On the day of fast, they are selling your father rice. You said, yeah, carry you. Okay, teta, yeah, carry. Now that you are selling smoke. God. Necessities. It must not affect your spiritual growth. Hallelujah. When you need something badly, it's a very good time to evaluate yourself. Is that clear? Every time your need for something is pressing, quickly evaluate yourself. Is this having a toll on my service to God? I'm growing spiritually. Amen. In much necessities. That's in shortages. In shortages. When it appears like, oh, I need this too much. I need this too much. And because quite a lot of you guys are young and single, let me say that. Especially for a spouse. You know, at the age where you go online like this. This one is hugging this one. Valentine is coming. Amen. Amen.
as a Valentine, only a she again. Since morning you are out block. Block. You had Valentine, necessity. Valentine is coming. Valentine is coming. Where's your boyfriend? And you're also, you're already thinking it. Foreknowledge. Foresight. What will I post? Must you post? You don't post, you'll be in prison. Say, everybody's married. Go and marry a goat. Must you marry now? The funny thing is that I'm saying this even without a joke. Some people in their ear is blocked. They don't want to hear. They would rather walk in the council of the ungodly. You can meet your husband anywhere. Now, God can just you went to do PDC. Believer, ni focus, Ara. You went to do PDC on the queue. You already met someone, it's Lord Jem. Sorry, I'm speaking Yoruba. You are still in January, still close to December. From PDC Center, PDC Center. Because you are just so desperate. And desperation is not a fruit of the Spirit. It's not. That thing that is pushing you that it must happen now is not part of your growth. Are you listening to me? I saw one couple online. Pastor, it's not like that though. In fact, they met Kinikon on ATMQ. You see where you are taking influence from? You see where I came from? In much necessities. That means there will be need. Say there will be need. Okay. Is there someone here that doesn't have any need? Don't have any need. If I say, do you need money now? I'll see hands. Do you need house? I'll see hands. You have one need or the other. It's part of life. But it must not shape your growth. Are you here? It must not shape your what? Your growth. In much distress. In patience. In afflictions. In necessities. In distress. Nobody likes to be distressed. But it is part of the journey. That means there will be times when you are tired. There will be times when you are overwhelmed. Amen? There will be times when you are overwhelmed. Different thoughts. Different things are coming to your head. And yet, someone is talking to you about, next week we are going to go another evangelism. You are looking at, this person doesn't know how tired I am. On campus, I was pastoring, of course, in the fellowship. And this brother like that, he had issues with school and all of that, which is normal. Medical school. I don't think that's any big deal. You got here in the first place because you were smart. So, if you now become unsmart, you just need to trace back to. Just go back to the beginning. You get yourself. So, he had issues and all of that. I told myself, you're not crying. That's fine. But, you're a big boy. He said, Adina, I know that. But he was crying inside and I knew. But I could feel, I could empathize with him. Actively. So, as he was talking, and I said, school aside. So we are going to preach room to room. And I was looking at him like, I'm not talking about his failure and everything. We are done. I said we are done with that topic. Now, you go and write the exam, Abi. What do you want to do? I'm going to write it for you. You go and write the exam and everything, and then you go back. And I said, so you take from room 30 to when you are done with this floor, you meet me, I'm at the last floor. He was looking at me like this. I told him, I said, you cannot allow stress affect your journey. Amen. Because the stress will always come. In distresses, a man's growth is approved. In distress, when you don't feel like doing anything, when it appears the entire world is crashing on you, in distress, are you with me? In distress, Abraham served God. In distress, Moses served God. In distress, David did. In distress, Jesus did. Amidst the entire story of betrayal, Judas will betray. This one will do this one. You will deny. Peter will deny. Judas will betray. Jesus knew Judas was going to betray. Peter was going to deny. The entire 12 were going to run. Yet, you don't know how big of a deal that is. Imagine they say something is going to happen to me and Shola is going to deny me and run. And Sajid is going to betray me. You are not writing. I'm rough. I don't even. You know me, I'm new here. You know how much of an emotional stress that can be to a man. The people you have invested your life in. 3.5 years. We don't know, but around there. Amen. And then, he knew all of that was going to happen, and his statement was still, let your will be done. That's growth. In the times of stress, keep your composure. Tell your neighbor that in the time of stress, keep your composure. It's part of the journey. Amen. So, it shows growth in distress. Can we read on? In stripes. In what? Stripes. For Paul, who is saying this, he was beating 39 strokes. But our one might not get there, even though they've threatened me. Someone has chased me with cutlass before. I went to preach, that's too late. And he said, I'm coming. I've told you this before. He said, I'm coming. I want to bring my Bible out. I just knew that it's not Bible I'm hearing from this side. As I was hearing, Bible calling. He just came out, I wonder! Hallelujah. The rest is history. I ran. With the 9 gifts of the Holy Ghost, I ran. Amen. I fear God less more than demons. Demons should not be feared. Amen. God less. So that you can lead to preach to the world. Hallelujah. He must strive. So in your own, even if it doesn't get to that kind of strife, how many times have people flogged us with their mouths? How many times have people said many things about what you're doing? So this one is going to church, this one. He's just deceiving himself. How many have people called you fake? How many times have people called you weak? Like Tobias. He said, this thing you are building, even if a grasshopper falls on it, it's going to crash down. How many times have people flogged you with their mouth? Let me say this. When people talk against what you are doing, calm down. What did I say? Calm down. I have a friend. My friend will say, the mouth was made to talk. So we had a slogan for it. We now say, the mouth was made to talk, and it has no debit card. You will, when, if it is that when people talk, they get debited, the world will be a better place. But unfortunately, they don't get debited. They can say anything they want. Nothing is going to happen. And so I don't care what you say. You can even praise me. For the sake of courtesy, I will say, thank you. I'm grateful. And if you say, I am a bastard too, for the sake of courtesy, I will say, thank you, and you too. And if you keep quiet, I will say, thank you. If you say, someone told me one time, he said, I am anti-marriage, and that I am anti-love. Which is funny. And that I am anti-joy. And he said, and I laughed. So the person was telling me, I said, what will you say? What will I say about what someone else said with their mouth? Is it my mouth? No. Is it my blood that is using to say it? You know. Yeah, but people are saying this. Let them say it. Yoruba will say, Iwo Falenu. The mouth is a slave. You can use it anyhow. Amen. What matters is what are you doing? But we have people that, the moment you start talking about them, the moment you start talking about them, they lose composure. They throw in the towel. They feel, that's it. But man's discussion is not God's validation. What man is saying does not mean that that's what God is saying. Are you listening to me? Come on, are you listening to me? So in the journey of growth, you will have time that people are going to say trash about you. Forsake in much stripes. Are you with me this morning? In stripes. If you like, say that I'm even Antichrist. Antichrist. I will say thank you. Amen. It takes two to fight. I told you on Thursday. By the time you fight me, and I don't fight you, you will go home. Amen. Abi, if a boxer enters into the ring and he's making man, and say, I'll fight you, I'll kill you today. And the second boxer took his glove and he threw it to the floor and he took Uber. So when that one is ready, he will not go home too. Eh? He will sleep there. It takes two to fight. Amen. You can say anything you want. The only person that matters is Christ. And what has he said? That's what matters. So in your adventures in spiritual growth, you are going to have stripes. Say stripes. Are you sleeping? Say stripes. You have persecutions. You're going to have people who don't believe in what you're doing. There was a time, was it about 5 years ago? Or 6 years ago? Someone said, our church is a baby church. Oh, it's a baby church. Like a baby church. Church of babies. At the time I was going to, of course, a church, and I was about to take bike. That was about 5 years ago, or 4 years ago. Not our own church. And I was about to take bike. Then said, is it that student church you are going to? I mean, the place I'm going to, they have people who are 70s, you have people who are 60s, who are in their 50s, who are in their 40s. And because the majority there are young adults, said, is that student church? And I said, student. I said, let me first get down. This bike can have accidents. God will resist you like this, and I go there on your bike. I said, don't worry. I will trek. It's just for me in front, I took another bike. You know, and it came to my head, because it was almost around the same time, that you don't mind what people say. People always say something. Imagine because you have a baby church. You have to say, we prove that we are not a baby church. We start writing our own books. We start TV. Because we are not! Your reaction is just as you are. Amen. We are never! That's not who we are!
This is who we are.
Some people will not enter grace because of that. You don't carry loan. You don't start calling your family members. Do you know Glorious House Church? He borrowed money. He's a criminal. Because you want to prove a point. I'm not here to prove any point. I actually don't care. You just see that you're wasting energy. One guy was just saying nonsense about that. I didn't say one thing. I didn't say one thing like this. I told you before the story. And then eventually he became sick. And then I was on an early day in Ibadan. And the mother called. Because she said that she felt like I was the one that was doing that. I've shared the story before. Okay, it was with you. Okay. Like she felt like I was the one that was at the back of, because she had said a lot of things about me. I was like, what? Me. Behind your sickness. I wish I'd have made money. I'd be behind plenty of sickness. And they'll be paying me. That's business, that's company. Behind sickness.co. I said, I don't know anything about it too. You know, they have told them that I'm the only one that can pray for her. How much do you pay? It's not like you are giving me duty that is not my own. And because I didn't say a word, so you know, like this one, I'm not saying anything like this. A lot must have. He must have gone to cook and it's from Ibadan. Ibadan people have charm. I'm not from Ibadan actually. I only reside there. I only resided there. If there's anything like that, I don't stay there anymore. Anyway, I came back. I prayed for her, and she was well. And they actually thought I was behind it. So I had to explain. I said, in the name of Jesus, I am begging you. I'm not. I really came as a minister of the gospel because Mark 16, mommy, open to Mark 16. I had to explain, mommy, open to Mark 16. In verse 15, he says, this time shall follow, verse 17, this time shall follow those that believe in my name. Okay. Then, also in John, he said, why are you doing this? So I'm not behind it. I'm just using authority that is in Christ Jesus and everything. So it's gospel, not because I was behind it. I know. I bumped into one of the relatives. You are now begging me again. I said, oh God. He said, bear now. I said, no, it's okay. Which man's funny. Because I did not utter a word. Hallelujah. Bible says, like Jesus, like a sheep before his shearer, he spoke not a word. He was before Pilate, he was before Herod, and he said nothing. He said, are you the king of the Jews? He said, if he said so, you are mocking me. If you are the king of the Jews, deliver yourself. Some people said, ha ha ha. Ah, Garabatu Salabai, brother, Rabasata. Me, you are mocking me. I will show you that there is power. You know, when Peter caught the ear of that, of Marcus, she just said, do you think I could not have summoned a legion of angels? But he kept quiet. Hallelujah. In stripes, when things are not going your way, when people are slandering you, you must keep your composure. Amen. Are you there? In strife, in imprisonment. I don't know if some of us will get to that point where you go to preach the gospel when you are in prison. It's possible. Don't say, God forbid, what kind of nonsense is that one? That's not a good prayer. It's possible. And you do it with joy. Are you listening to me? That doesn't sound like a 2023 sermon. The pastor should be telling you, no, you're not going to be in prison. You're not gonna, when we say leave, it will leave. When we say the cell should break, it will break. It will not break. He is part of your growth. Amen. And I believe this year, we have missionaries. Missionary Christians. People who go to where God's word is not heard, where God's word is not eroded, and they will go and shine light in that place. I believe we got it. Amen. So if it comes to imprisonment, where you have to stand before the king, and they say, what kind of message are you preaching around our town? Your response, your disposition, your composure at that moment shows if you have grown spiritually or not. Are you listening? Some people, when bad things happen like this, they first put Jesus aside. Nah. If Jesus was with me, say this thing will happen. Yes, it will. Hallelujah. It will. Was Jesus not with Silas and Paul? And they were in prison. When you are doing God's will, everything is just going smooth. That's a lie. Why did Paul not say in much necessity? You are approved a minister of God in much necessity, in much disappointment. When you thought, oh, God will just step in now, and everything went quiet. In much disappointment. Let me put that one on. In necessity. In distresses. In strife. In imprisonment. In tumult. Tumult. Akatastasia. Confusion. Let me spell it before you go and write. AKATASTASIA. Akatastasia. Tumult. That is confusion, disorder. Let me say this. Are there not times when you don't know what to do? Are there not times when everything appears like you are just confused? Come on, how many of you know what I'm talking about? When you appear overwhelmed, you appear, can I just take a break? All this is part of your growth. In the adventures of spiritual growth, there will be much tumult. Some people think it means I'm not growing. No. Your response in disorder. Your response in confusion. Your response when things are not going the way they are. When you're going upside down. Your response shows whether you're growing spiritually or not. And God wants you to grow. Let me tell you, if things are moving smoothly every time, we will not know whether we are growing spiritually or not. That's the truth. Tests are not bad things. Was that last retreat? Huh? What teaching was that? Was it retreat or the pre-retreat? What teaching was it? The test of yours. Thank you. Tests are not bad things. They only prove your growth. It's only bad students that don't like to write tests. Have you seen the FUA before? They are the ones that remind the lecturer. Sir, you said you are going to give us a test today. There was one girl that is in our class, remember now? At the end of the class, my friend, Ebuka, you know him very well. Some of you know him. He has been to my office before. Just went to the gate and said, you know your head is not correct. Do you know that you are crazy? Did he ask you whether we want to do test? No, that's not read for like a year. You're not reminding the lecturer. He said, did he ask you? What happened? What happened to civility? To be civil? What happened? you're just dull. The people that are intelligent in the class, they were not complaining. They just said, So you could have just given us more time to prepare and all that. We that were in the middle, in much tumult. Amen. If you say you write it, we will pass. If you say you write it next year, we will pass. We might not pass like you people, but we pass. Hallelujah. So tests are not bad. These things are meant to show you how much you have grown. How much you have grown. So sometimes disorders happen in our lives. Confusion comes in. And then we feel that God is against us. No! Show your growth! You can't remain like this forever, innit? You've got to move! Are you with me? When it's a child and it's cold, you're going to wear socks on the child, right? Sweat and everything. But when you are 35, you are 40, and you are still expecting your mom to come to your house to come and wear sweater for you, you're stupid. By now, you ought to know how to handle it. If you cannot, then we know that you have not grown. Are you with me? When you are growing up, you're going to school, your mom will pack your box. Bread, beans. I don't like the food that my mom is to pack. But by the time you get to it's already cold. Well, you have no choice. They didn't give you money now. You have to eat what you need. Later she improved on it. I said, you know? Imagine if now I'm still waiting for someone to come and pack what I will eat. I'll pack myself. Amen. Because you grow into it. Things, you must now learn to handle cold. Learn to handle this, handle that. Because you have grown. When you are younger, they will carry you from the couch. You sleep on the couch, you wake up on the bed. You think it's rapture. You just know that you wake up on the bed every morning. Of course, you are bedwetted. But we don't want to talk about that, right? You are not a big boy. You was the one bedwetted guy. But let's not talk. You wake up, but now, if I sleep on my couch, I wake up on my couch. Nobody is coming for me. Amen. It's like sleep outside. Nobody wakes, mosquito will tell you, okay? Grow spiritually. Grow emotionally. Nobody will tell you. You go inside. Amen. Because there comes a time in your life where you have to grow. Where things are no longer done for you. And nothing proves it than the same circumstances. Distress. Necessities. Afflictions. Stripes, disappointments, confusion. What do you do when everything appears confusing? What do you do? Are you with me? In labor. The word labor is actually word pain. Kopos in the Greek, K-O-P-O-S. Pain, weariness. So that means there will be times where you are just going through pain. Pain is not just physical, emotional pain. Breakfast. You know breakfast? Breakfast is colloquial, yeah? Colloquial for breakup in a relationship. So, and the sister said, you know what? And you know, it's not about you. It's about me. What is Sam? You deserve better. You deserve more than this. Oh, that? Now you I deserve. I want. You deserve better. It's not about you, it's about me. In life, sometimes, Omar Shakespeare. But after that, the next text is always your cell leader. Meet me in church. We have prayer. Let me use this one. Because you're going through pain.
And then Bishra just texts you. You are fasting from someone. Say, wow, you are. I'm going to drown myself in food. I'm going to drown myself. You are allowing pain affect your posture. In the adventures, as you grow spiritually, pain is part of it. So that means there will be times that you have to serve God even while you are in pain. Sometimes physical pain. Have I preached before when I had sickness? Yes. When I was sick? Yes. Have I had a long teaching before and I had malaria? Very well. In this church. And my bones were aching, my eyes were heavy, my body was hot, and I'll tell you, you know what, open to Romans chapter 12. And you will not know. How can you, imagine you have a pastor and every time he's sick, you are going to see you. And then they wrap your pastor in a duvet. And he's come to the stage.
Matthew chapter 28.
As much as natural as it is. Because I'm not part of the people that say you cannot be sick. Hallelujah. You put God's word for your health. But when frailty happens, you go for God's word. Is that clear? Don't say, I can never be sick. What kind of what trance is that one? You know, I would teach even in pain. In much pain. I've seen a pregnant woman in a retreat before. Like heavy. Like heavy, heavy. You must use that. You know, heavy like this. Like you are already seeing like two nations in now, something like that. There are two nations in you, the greater will serve the lesser, something like that. And you're gonna, they will give us it against you, see, and then she stand up. Because pain did not affect how she. Some people, one day pregnancy, one. I can't make the service. One day. You are still like all of us, you are still a man. You are not done thing as I'm doing. I can't make it. My ear is paining me. Even they can slap someone in the spirit. Say my growth is constant. Regardless of the situation. Amen. In pain. In pain. I've seen an elderly man before. In his 80s, praying. Praying. You know what it means when someone has a sternal gait and you know that the knees are going to be aching. And in that same prayer meeting, someone that is in his 20s, you know, looking for pillar to hold, lying down in green pastures. If you cannot serve God in pain, then when do you want to serve Him? Because anybody can serve Him in comfort. You will be this morning in labor, in watchings. That word watchings is the word vigil. When you have to keep up at night, in watchings, you will approve your growth. Observe, how many times can you stay up at night? Some believers, they don't have personal vigil. The only vigil they have is when the church calls for vigil. Or when they want to watch Netflix at night. Amen? But, tell them, when last year I was going to say, today I'm going to even pray. So I'm just going to stay up and see the face of the Lord. After 30 minutes of seeking the face of God, He has not even shown His face yet. You have gone to sleep. Seek the face of the Lord. Over she did you think for tea.
VG has not started. We are already hearing spoon and cup. VG.
Okay. Lord, I bless your name. I honor you because you should be honored.
That's invitation for sleep. You are doing VG in your room. And you are looking at your pillow and your bed. You know, VG is over already. Except that's how you were trained. Before you know, you just say, I just want to rest my back. So that I can go like 4 hours more. Just rest my back a bit, you know. Just rest my back and then push one more. That's the last thing you remember. I want to rest my back. Before you know, you wake up in the morning like this. Next call. Sister Jesus. Why didn't you sign in for prayer chain? 7 a.m. In much vigils. Amen. So vigils show spiritual growth. That's what I'm telling you. Vigils show spiritual growth. Don't be a Jonah. Answer the question now. What do you want to say? Answer. Aya olorun ya. Yoruba se call it olorun ya. That is, you sleep useless sleep. Jesus took his disciples. He said, you are going to watch with me. Is that clear? So, that means in the journey of spiritual growth, there are times you have to stay up at night. If every night you are always asleep, something is wrong. You are not growing spiritual. You can never grow. Let me say it again. Every night you are always sleeping. You can never grow. There are times you have to watch. You have to stay alive. Stay awake and just pray. Stay awake and study. Stay awake and review a teaching. I believe the believer should have at least 3 vigils in the morning. Nothing. 3. 2 for prayer, 1 for just study. You are just listening to a teaching and you are writing and you are meditating. Are you with me? Don't be a believer every time. Pillow. Every time, pillow. In watchings. Then lastly, in what? In what? Study language now, low. You guys know what I'm about to say. In what? In fasting. Don't look for a Greek word for it. The Greek word is fasting. It means not eating. And I've explained to you the reason for fastings. I think I said that some 4 or 5 years ago. That you fast oftentimes to tell your body that you cannot always have what you want. Is it clear? You take fast to put your body under subjection, under authority. Because the truth is, the body always demands. Oh, I want this. I want this. I want that. But what does fasting do to us? It helps us stay composed. It helps us stay in charge. And if you can control what you do every day, like eating. Like eating. You know, you eat every day, right? If you can control that, I will not eat today, tonight. If you can control what you do every day, then you'll be able to control what you don't do every day. The reason why some believers are given to strange habits, sexual addictions, is because they don't take fast. They don't control what they do every day. So what they don't do every day will be excessive. Too excessive. If you cannot control food, you'll not be able to control anger. Are you with me? Believer, any small thing. What it does it down? What it does it off? Because you don't take fast. Fast. Are you listening to me? Take personal time to fast.
Some people's own is not food. Say, that's me, Pastor. My own is not food. Shut up. Liar. Some of them is movies. Every day you watch at least one movie. In fact, you have Telegram link. I hope I'm not talking to someone here. Yeah? You have Telegram link where you download film. Mr. John, I do have link. You are looking at that. God, God of Jacob. That Telegram link. If the King has come out, King of Kings, you can download. Lord of Lords, you can download. Kinnikon Town, you can download. Bethlehem, you can download. When do you even do your study group? When? When do you have time? In the last 1-2 weeks, I've recommended a lot of teachings. Be sincere with you have not listened to any of them. Something is vitally wrong with your spiritual journey, which you are not taking cognizance of. If your pastor is recommending teachings, I've recommended Hope of His Calling, Children of Promise. I've recommended the Weapons of Our Warfare. I've recommended in this class, I recommend that you go listen back to Dire Prophets. If you have not taken it to anyone, something is wrong already now, and you're looking for what is wrong that the devil is doing you. You are doing yourself. Some people don't need the devil. If the devil comes, their strap is too much for them. They are their own principal enemies. How can you not fast? And you're watching movie. Every day you watch a movie. Every day you watch a movie. Later you say, I didn't even know what's wrong. My spiritual life. Oh. What else will happen in your spiritual life? The people you are watching, they tell you they have spiritual life. They tell you they care about Jesus. And that's what you feed your mind with every day. You have to take a fast from it. Is that clear? There were like 2 years of my life. 3 years. Never. I took fast from asthma. Even though the fast was not easy. Because I'm going through the, what they call it, common room. And I see asthma. So they're, hey, what's this? You know? 2-0. I want to score. Well, I never sat down to watch a single match. I unfollowed the account. I no player, anything, nothing. But of course it wasn't easy because sometimes I was still asking people, can you score killer one table? And I'm acting like someone is monitoring me. What's that on the table? We are not even playing well at all. Everybody even saying when got out. I say, And God remind me, fast. I said, okay, Papa. And I'll go and pray again. Just take fast from things. Take fast from social media. You wake up in the morning, the first thing you go to is Instagram. Believer in Christ. Like your brain already knows it. You just Instagram, OTP, shortcut. WhatsApp, and start opening status. What kind of person are you? You don't even pray. Take a fast. Hallelujah. And in the fasting, listen very well. Observe your growth. I always say, your food fast has not started till you start getting hungry. Don't say, I'm very hungry. That is when the fast just started. Hallelujah. You know, that prayer, pray for me as a close. That prayer, you are praying. See, that was a long prayer. When your knee starts to do, okay, and your ankle, and it's starting like this. I don't know what I'm talking about. Starting like this. Different posture. When you start doing like that, that is when the prayer started. Amen. That is when the training just started. Take fast. Take fast. Take fast on social media. Take fast on movies. Take fast on Facebook. Say, Pastor, how will I read devotional? Don't take fast from our website. Amen. Hallelujah. Take fast. When you see that this thing is actually becoming very excessive and compelling in my life, you know what? I'm going to just stay away from it for a while. They are not necessarily bad things. Like asthma. Asthma is one of the best things in the world that can happen to a man. Amen. You know it. It's not a bad thing. But I just felt that excessiveness. It was too much. Kilo, how can I be dreaming of our players? And they are collecting money, I am not. I said, no, this is demonic already. Take fast. Is that clear? Take fast. You know yourself better than anyone. That urge, that rushing feeling that always comes, like, take fast. Is that clear? Even as a married person, not talking of single, as a married person, sometimes you take fast of sex. So you can imagine single, stay off it. Amen. Stay off it. You can. Let anybody see me. I know that's how the world is now. No, that's not how the world is. You have been influenced wrongly. That's not how the world is. Are you listening to me? That's not how the world is. Feed your mind with God's word and starve yourself of nonsense. Is that clear? Starve yourself of what? Nonsense. There's no way you watch some kind of movies. There's one that is around now. Kinnikon Town. Forgotten in Kinnikon. And it's all naked and everything. I don't see how I'm a believer. That's your desire now. To go and watch it. I cannot be influenced. It cannot affect me. Shut up. Can you watch it with your disciple? Say, sit down. Let's watch it together. So you have nudity and sex and violence and all that. Come on. Hallelujah. As I'm talking, some people have finished it already, so there's no point in my own sermon. They finished it, they say, Pastor, I'm sorry. I know. What is Paris? You don't lose that day. What is Paris? I'm alone. Adventures in spiritual growth in fasting. Amen. Take fast of food. And don't be looking at the time. I don't say, no, my own fast is always by 4. No. Take it to the 6. Except you have a medical condition that prohibits you from doing that. I say, yeah, I have Buster. Buster, you can do it fast. Amen. You know you can. Some people have been proclaiming us out their own lives because of fast. There's one brother like that. And he said, I have also. He said, no, you don't have. He said, Wallah, alone. He's even senior stage. Oh, senior stage. Later, the younger brother said, he's a liar, he doesn't have also. And because he didn't want to fast, he said that to him, fasting in my bono. Because I was a 21 day fast. So you already calculated, I would like 21 days. I have to have us that. That kind of person cannot grow. I don't know how you want to do it, but you cannot grow spiritually. Let's go through it again. In patience, afflictions, necessities, distress, strifes, imprisonment, tumult, labor, this pain, Abby, watchings, and fastings. These are adventures in spiritual growth. So you ask yourself, are you growing? Let these factors change you. Let them shape you. Let fasting change you. Let it shape you. Let the Jews, let them affect your growth. Serve God through the pain. Because it will not be forever. Serve God even when others are putting a stain on your name. Serve God regardless. Serve God in spite and despite. And we close in Psalm 1, verse 1. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. So growth happens. Prosperity happens when we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly. When we do not stand in the way of sinners. When we don't sit in the seat of discomfort. The word way of sinners there is the way. The word way in the Hebrew is the word derek. D-E-R-E-K. It means the course of life. Blessed is the man who does not stand in the course of life of sinners. You are not thinking that your life will follow the life of everybody in the world. Oh, this is how people do it. Oh, Pastor, this is what people do. And all that. You know, some believers are even influenced. I've seen people before. One sister like that was on the brother's head that you have to propose in the air inside plane. Why? Why? Why must someone propose inside plane? What happened? What happened to the ground? Is there an earthquake? You ask me that you want to see flag. You know, they want your parents to me. And you take your helicopter. You have watched too many movies. That's your problem. You have watched too many celebrities. Blessed is the man who will not stand in the way of sinners. You will not think that your life, because you're a minister of the gospel, your course of life, listen very well, has veered away from the world. It's not in the course of life of the world. And so don't envy it. Don't think this is how my own life will go. You know, just do this and just no, calm down. God has a plan. So listen to him. God has a plan. God has a plan. Blessed is the man who will not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Watch your influence. Passive or active influence. Watch them. There is a man who will not stand in the way of sinners. That means there's something as such as standing in the way of sinners, in the course of life. How can a believer, you think that you must have fame? I'm not saying fame is wrong, but you don't seek it. You don't seek it. You don't seek it. When I started out pastoring, I told myself, I said, God help me with fame. Help me. I don't want to be popular. I don't desire it. I don't want it. It should not happen. It will not happen. Let God's word grow, but not me. Hallelujah. There was a minister of the gospel like that, that wrote books in the 90s, early 90s, I mean 1940s, 1950s. Was a Chinese man who also grew in America a bit and wrote books, and nobody even knew the author, because he just write it and put a generic name. Nobody knew the author till he passed on. About 12 years after I passed on, he covered, this is the person that has been writing it all along. When I heard this story, I said, this is a man that wants the name of Jesus glorified, not himself. But quite a number of people just want themselves because they are standing in the way of sinners. You think everything is about fame, money, influence, following? Calm down. Blessed is the man that does not stand in the course of life of sinners. You must renew your mind and put it in God's will. Are you with me? Don't put yourself under unnecessary pressure. I must do this one. I must have this one. I must do this one because you have seen it on Instagram. Who does not sit in the seat of discomfort? But whose delight is where? Come on. But whose delight is in the law of the Lord? And in his law does he meditate day and night. So you ask yourself, am I standing in the way of sinners? Have I even realized that my course of life is different? I can't compare myself to someone else. I know I've got to study. I've got to study God's word. I've got to pray. I have to preach the gospel. So, if those things are not activities in your own life, our lives are different. You can't be coming to me and telling me that the time we are using to pray is much. Our lives are different, oh God. Go your way now. Amen. No, he was saying something on, I think he must have seen on Facebook. I was saying, so he was writing, he said, don't give to pastors. Can you call? He said, I wrote many things. Pastors, I said, who asked you? When you paid, was it 75,000 naira for a concert, and the person showed up late, you waited 7 hours after paying 75,000. You waited 7 hours for the concert to start. The person now performed for 45 minutes and left. He said, who asked you where you got the money from? Nobody. Suddenly you are coming and you are asking people, you are telling people how to spend their money. So you shut up. Except I come to your door to beg for money. Because our course of life is different. Amen. If you see me in a concert, you do not see me. You are sick. Just tell them to take the hospital. You see me, whiskey tea. And one waving at you. You don't see me. May I never see that kind of sickness in my life. It will not happen. It will never happen in Jesus' name. Some people say, you know, it's for the propagation of the gospel. Shut up. Propagate it somewhere else. You're propagating gospel where they're shaking bomb bomb about. That's where your own propagation lands you. Which is you propagate. You are being nonsense. You think the cost of your own life is the cost of the life of the world. No. It's a different journey. Amen. One is thinking about death after life. Another one is thinking about life after death. Because this is not life. Amen. Amen. There's a time to come when we'll be one with the Savior. The Bible says we'll see Him as He is. We will appear like Him. So we are not thinking that this is life and then we'll just die after. No. The believer is, we know that there is life even after. This is two different costs of life. Two different ways. David is telling you that when you realize this, you will see growth. That's when you'll be like a tree planted by the rivers of waters, who brings forth its fruit in season, and your leaves will not wither, and whatever you do will prosper. But that doesn't happen automatically. That happens when you don't stand in the way of sinners, when you don't walk in the counsel of the ungodly, and when you don't sit in the seat of discomfort. You with me this morning? So you have to make up your mind. This is who I am. I'm a child of God, called unto His purpose, called to pray, called to preach, called to live a holy life. Are you with me? Huh? What did I say? Called to what? Live a holy life. Not the believers who claim godliness but deny the power thereof. No, I'm called to live consecrated to Him. Are you with me? And when you realize that, you start walking in purpose. You start walking in purpose. In patience. In distress. In pain. In necessities. In afflictions. When people slander you. When people say nonsense about you. You start walking in purpose. Are you with me? Come, are you with me this morning? Say, God's purpose is mine. And I receive it for myself. I'm not distracted. I'm not distracted. In pain, in necessities, I am helped of God. Pray for yourself this morning.